You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win is 6-1. That's one of two headline offers. The other one, Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win in the market at 4-1. Derek, Southampton may have beaten Norwich 3-0 in their most recent Premier League match. They were helped, though, by Whittaker's early red card in that game. And their run of 9 Premier League games away from home without a win is equaled only by Newcastle. So they've struggled on the road a little bit, Southampton.
And they're only 6-4. It's an absolutely shocker of a price. You know, I frequently try and unearth the best bets of the season. I've had 11 already. But this has got to be the worst. Absolute worst bet of the season is Southampton 6-4. No one will take that. No one with any sense. So it's between West Brom and a draw for me. And the thing is, it's a Tony Pulis side. Southampton aren't going to go for hell for leather. I can see very few goals in this. The 0-0 draw, or no goal scorer, if you like, is only 7-1. You don't get any shorter than that for any game, so your odds compilers are on top of it. What I'll do, just to be on the safe side, I might go under 1.5 goals. I'll play on that one, which is 7-4. And then there's a fluke corner or something going in, you still get paid out.
As mentioned, compilers all over it from a goals perspective as well. Under 2.5 goals here, Derek, 8-15. Yeah. Under 2.5.
Has it ever been shorter in a Premier League game? I suspect not.
Over 2.5 is in the market at 11-8. Lee.
Yeah, interesting one. I just had a an email from the press team saying that there's been a decent move for Koeman to be the first manager out. I think it's more based. It's in from 33s to 8-1, which isn't that short. I think that's mainly around the Dutch situation internationally. So they may be looking around.
Yeah.
I agree with Derek. I mean, I can't be back in West Brom. I don't like them at home. I mean, I know they scored 2 goals against Chelsea, but it's a bit of a strange game. That probably more down to Chelsea's inadequacies than anything else. But 0-0 against Port Vale at home in the cup, and didn't score against City, of course. Another one there, much better suited to go and grab a point away from home. But I can't be having Southampton either. Interestingly, Pella scored for Italy. Rondon scored for Venezuela in the international breaks. They both come back with both those headline offers come back with a bit of form.
Pella's much better at home, though, isn't he? That's something we've referenced on previous podcasts. Yeah. I think he's only got 2 away goals for Southampton.
I like Rondon. I think he could be a real success. I think he's a physical specimen, isn't he? As they say in commentary circles, he looks like he could fit into the English game really well. And while this Berahino rubbish is going on, I mean, you know, there's odds around for him to leave in the January transfer window. I think he may well get a starring role, so I wouldn't mind having a bet on Rondon just to score. I think it's a big price at home, 21-10.
Yeah,
I think he can get about him. And Southampton's defence does look a lot creakier this year than it did last. So I'll go for the draw as the outright bet, and I like Rondon to score as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.